In what amounted to a dramatic smack across the face with some intentionally sharpened opera glasses, the billionaire booster board fronting the forthcoming Dr. Phillips Center for the Performing Arts finally pulled back the curtain on December 18th for a peek inside its shambolic intentions at an operations plan. Well, not so much a plan for how it will operate, but a plan for how it isn't going to operate, with fairness. Giving the dwindling expectations accompanying the building's well-documented erection, the sense that this glistening hood ornament for the whole 2006 $1.1 billion venues deal might not work out the way it was supposed to is not news. The project was already pared down to just a Broadway theater for now, when donations started drying up, leaving its central mission, providing a home for local arts groups, in stark question. But the December announcement that DPAC would be self-presenting touring Broadway shows, thereby leaving city partner of 24 years, the Florida Theatrical Association, effectively decimated, shocked even those who have remained boosters for the venue throughout its horrific fiscal and philosophical soap opera. How dare DPAC cannibalize local culture? Well, the truth is, that's been DPAC's mission from day one. In a competitive nonprofit world, the group's assurances that it wouldn't upset the necessary donor culture to keep the arts afloat have rung hollow. And their reassertion now that Florida Theatrical isn't local culture at all, even though its locally based president, Ron Legler, has surely been responsible for a good number of people signing checks to DPAC, is insulting to everyone involved. Grab some popcorn. This show is just beginning.